was talking to the boys about the school, Jackie asked, well, did you ever take two boys back? He said, oh, of course. He said, I take them back all the time. He said, at the end of school and during vacation. He says, no, I mean like 2 weeks. Sam looked at Jackie, 2 weeks? I said, well, no. He said, I've never taken anybody back in 2 weeks. They usually stay longer than that. I said, well, I guess you're going to be taking us back because that's all we're coming for. I would think it would be hardly worth your time to even come for that. He says, why did you come anyway? Well, he said, a very good friend of mine, he's the sheriff, we made a deal. He said that if I came and stayed 2 weeks, I could come home if I didn't like it. Oh, if you didn't like it. You've made up your mind, you're not going to like it. Yet we did. He said, we don't like it already. We're not even there. Well, that's hardly fair, is it? He said, well, it's fair enough for me. He says, well, that's up to you boys. He said, there it is. And the boys kept looking at all the buildings. And finally, as they got closer, he said, that's dormitory A. That's where most of the greenhorns are. He said, there's upperclassmen too. And as they pulled up into the drive, they stopped in front of dormitory A. He said, over there is the headmaster's house. He said, when you boys unload your luggage, the first thing you do is go to report to the headmaster. He said, he'll tell you what to do and assign your rooms. He said, I guess that's what we'll do then. Skeeter began to unload his luggage, and Jackie did. And they set it down on a little board walk leading up to dormitory A. Jackie said, do you want to wait here with the luggage, or should we both go? He said, we both better. He said, what about Mo Guy? He said, well, he better come with us too. He says, come on. Where we go, blood brother? He says, we go to see the big white chief. He said, he's no chief. He says, well, I know that, but to Mo Guy, I suppose he would be the leader of the school, or the chief. They went up to the door and knocked, and there was sort of a big fellow came to the door, a young boy. Yes? He says, I'm Jackie Anderson and Skeeter Hoyt and Mo Guy, and we have come to the school to register. He says, oh, yes, come on in. So they went into a huge room where there was benches. The boys sat down. In a few minutes, the door that said private opened. A couple boys came out, and they were looking at some papers. One of them says, yeah. He said, that'll be great. Finally, the boy that let him in, he says, you may go in now. So Jackie went in first, followed by Skeeter and then Mo Guy. The headmaster was sitting on a high stool by a high desk with his glasses down on his nose looking over papers. They came up forward. Finally, Jackie. Yes, I know you're here. Just a minute. He went through some papers and finally he pushed his glasses back up on his nose and looked down. According to my paper, you're Jackie Anderson? Yes, sir. Ah, yes. He said, how is my friend Tom? Very well, sir. He said, well, you come highly recommended. He said, you should be proud of it. He said, I am, sir. He says, and we are certainly proud to have you. And then he kept looking. He said, there's two of you? Skeeter stepped. He said, and me too. He said, I'm Skeeter Hoyt. If you look way down at the bottom of the paper, he said, Tom told me that he said he put something down there about me. The headmaster read, yes. Well, I guess there's nothing we can do about that now, since you're here. Says, you understand that you are going to have to work very hard. Oh, I will. I will for two. Skeeter or Jackie kicked him in the shin. It's ouch! What did you say? I said, nothing. He says, well, let me see. We have a vacancy in the second floor on dormitory A, 202. He says, that'll be all. Mr. Headmaster, I... Yes? What is it? He said, well, It's not on the paper, sir, but we have another party with us, another boy. Huh? Says, I don't see anything on here. There's just two of you. Finally, he looked up. He said, it's Mo Guy, my friend. He said, what's that boy doing dressed up as an Indian? Jackie says, he's not dressed as an Indian. He is an Indian. Well, what's he doing here? We don't allow Indians in this school. Said, he's a friend of mine. He's a blood brother, and his father stopped the stagecoach and put him on and said that he was supposed to come and learn the ways of the white man. Now, highly irregular, highly irregular. What does that mean, sir? He says, that means he's going to have to go back home. Jackie looked at the headmaster and then at Mo Guy. Mo Guy looked very sad. Does that mean that Mo Guy go back to his father? He said, I'm afraid so. Jackie looked at the headmaster. Sir, he said, may I say one more thing? He said, I'm a very, very busy man. Now, what is it? He said, you see, his father, Chief Thundercloud, put him on the stagecoach. And when Mo Guy goes home and tells his father about the school, that they wouldn't let him in, he will become very angry. But if you wish to send him home, that will be all right. Come on, Mo Guy, let's go. They started to walk. Just a minute, Jackie. Did you say his father was Chief Thundercloud? Yes. And I'm sorry that sometimes Chief Thundercloud gets very disturbed when things like this happen to, especially to his son. Well, now, of course, there's always exceptions, and Chief Thundercloud, huh? Well, come back up here. They came forward. He says, yes. Room 202 is rather a large room. I suppose up in the attic you could find an extra bunk. He said, you see, each room is made only for two. And there's an extra dresser up there. If you boys wanted to bring them down, I suppose that it would be all right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. He said, I'll just add his name to your enrollment form. Thank you, sir. Skeeter said, come on, let's go. They left. They went over to their luggage, picked it up. He said, come on, 202, that's upstairs. He said, Jackie, you know, this is, I guess it's not fun, is it? He said, yeah, I think it's, for 2 weeks, I guess. He said, Jackie, we're not letting ourselves have any fun at all. It is fun. He said, did you see that headmaster's face when we said he was Chief Thundercloud? He says, yeah, he turned all red. Mo Guy smiled. He says, little pale-faced brother, talk with glib tongue. He says, say things Chief Thundercloud may not do, like come and be very angry. Jackie laughed. He said, yeah, but we got you in here. As the boys started up the steps to the porch of Dormitory A, they opened a screen door and stopped in the lobby, and there was a steps to the right going up to the second floor. And as they were getting their suitcases under their arms and in their hands and getting all ready to go up, two big boys walked in. Well, what do we have here? Jackie says, well, we're the new boys. My name is Jackie Anderson, Skeeter Hoyt, and Mo Guy. Says, what's that kid dressed up like an Indian for? Said, he's not dressed up like an Indian. He is an Indian. He says, well, I guess I better introduce myself. My name is Hugo Barnes. Did you get that? Because you're going to hear a lot about it. Hugo Barnes. My friend Horse.
Horse looked at him and said, hi, fellas.
He said, hi there, Horse. He says, what's your trouble, boys? He says, nothing, we're just going up to 202. Oh. He says, you understand Horse and I are upperclassmen. He says, you guys are greenhorns. Understand that? You understand it? Sure we understand. You answer yes, sir, or no, sir. Jackie says, yes, sir. He says, yes, sure. Mogai looked at him. You too, Redskin. Yes, sir. That's better. Now we understand each other. The boy started up the steps, and as they were going up the steps, Hugo Barnes, who was a big fellow, brawny arms, red hair that stood straight up practically, stuck his foot out, and as Skeeter was going up, he fell, and the suitcases went to the bottom, including him. Hugo Barnes looked at him and says, hey, kid, you're clumsy. He said, you stuck your foot out. I did what? He says, you didn't stick your foot out at all. I was clumsy. He says, oh, that's much better. He said, now pick it up and get going.
Horst said, hey, Hugo, he said, that was funny.
He says, watch this one. They started coming up. Jackie was next, and when he got about halfway up the steps, Hugo stuck his foot out. Jackie tripped and rolled to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Jackie looked up. Hugo, your foot was in the way. Hugo came down. He says, what? I tripped and fell. Now, that's more like it.
Horse began to laugh. He said, hey, Hugo, that's funny. He said, what are you going to do about the Indian?
The same thing. He says, watch this. They started up the steps again. Hugo stuck his big foot out, tripped Mogai, and he went to the bottom. And the two of them began to laugh. And finally, Hugo came down to the bottom where the rest of them were. He says, now pick it up. Mogai just looked at him. Says, you pale face with fire in hair, you pick him up. Says, you know you're a greenhorn? No, me Mogai. Skeeter Jackie, you look frightened. He says, pick it up, Mogai, pick it up. No, Mogai, no spill, Mogai, no pick him up. Says, pale face with fire in hair, stick big foot out. Mogai trip. He says, now he pick it up. Horse looked at Hugo.
What are you going to do, Hugo?
He says, what am I going to teach that redskin a lesson? He reached out, and as he did so, Mogai grabbed his arm and flipped him over the shoulder and threw him up against the wall. Hugo was sitting there on the floor with his head up against the wall.
Hey, Hugo, what are you doing down there?
He says, all right. I guess that's all for now. So that's all for now. He says, come on, horse.
He said, hey, Hugo, what happened to you? He said, is that a real Indian?
I don't know. He said, he sure knows how to wrestle if he isn't a real Indian.
He said, you better keep away from that guy.
I'm not keeping away from any greenhorn. Finally, when they left, Skeeter and Jackie began to laugh. Mogai smiled. He says, strange how big pale face with fire in hair, all of a sudden, fire go out. He says, yeah, I said, we should have put a bucket of water on his head. Jackie says, I wonder if all the kids are like this. Gee whiz. He says, well, come on. So they picked up their stuff and went up to 202 and opened the door. It was a nice room, two beds, single beds, two dressers. And finally they began to put their things away. Mogai looked down on the floor. He said, Mogai, sleep on floor. He says, Mogai, the headmaster said we get you a bunk and there's some dressers upstairs, he said, in the attic. He said, you've come to learn the ways of the white man? My father say so. Well, then you're going to sleep on a bed. He says, you don't need to learn the ways of the Indian and sleeping on the floor. He says, you are right, Jackie. He says, what do we do? He says, well, in a minute, we'll get everything fixed up. And he says, then we'll go up and get the stuff. They began to put some of their clothes in the closet. And finally, there was a knock at the door. He said, hey, Jackie, he said, that big fire is back again. He said, well, go open the door. He said, okay. He opened the door. And there were two kids, a little bit bigger than Skeeter. He said, hi. He said, hi. So you gonna invite us in? He said, come in. Your nose is clean. The two of them looked at each other. He said, we washed it this morning. He said, that's just a joke. He says, well, what do you want? He says, we're greenhorns. Oh, he said, we're greenhorns too. How do you do, greenhorns? He says, my name's Bowie. He said, well, hi there, Bowie, 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 Bowie. No, he said, just one Bowie. He said, yeah, but when you started, you can't stop. And he said, this is my friend, they call him Brandface because he got so many freckles. He said, hi, Brandface. He said, and you too, Bowie, 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 Bowie. Skeeter, Jackie says, oh, Skeeter, he said, you just say Bowie, 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 Bowie. You know, you can, it's kind of hard to stop when you say that. He says, we want to welcome you to Dormitory A. And finally, they looked down out the hall. He says, have you met the upperclassmen in this dormitory? He said, you mean that Hugo Barnes fellow? He says, yeah. Yeah, we met him. And he said, that horse fellow? He says, yeah. He said, boy, they're mean customers. He said, did they tell you what happens to you? He said, what? He says, they pick out a greenhorn who is supposed to be their servant throughout the year. Like if Hugo should choose me, Brandface said, I'd have to shine his shoes, and when he yells, greenhorn, come a-running, I have to come running and do whatever he tells me to. He said, that'll be the day. He said, I wouldn't be his greenhorn, he said, for nothing. He says, you have no choice if he picks you. He said, well, maybe it'd be better than horse's greenhorn. Brandface says, yeah. He said, he's stupid. He said, I don't see how he ever stayed here. But he said, that isn't the worst of it. He said, there's more? He says, yeah. He says, a week from Friday, he says, the upperclassmen, all of them, are going to initiate the greenhorns. He said, what is that? What is that? He said, initiate. He said, that means they put us through the torture chambers. Yeah. He says, what do they do? Well, they do such things as make you drink warm blood. He said, and they feed you worms. Skeeter said, I feel sick. Jackie says, really? He says, they really do. Bowie and Brandface had come into Jackie and Skeeter's room, and they were telling about the things they were going to do for initiation to the greenhorns. And finally, Bowie said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He says, it won't hurt. He said, won't hurt with worms crawling in your stomachs? He said, and worms crawling out of my ears? Oh, he says, Skeeter. He said, I know, I'm just joking, Bowie, 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 Bowie. Just one Bowie. And finally, Brandface looked with his eyes bulging out. He says, is that a real Indian? He said, of course he's real. He said, that's Mo Guy. He said, what's he going to do here? He said, going to live with us, go to school. The two boys, Bowie and Brandface, looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders. He says, going to go to school here? Jackie says, yes, the headmaster okayed it. He said, we have to go up to the attic. You know where the attic is? Oh, sure, he says, around the corner and down the hall, the last door. He says, come on, we'll show you. He says, what are you going to do up there? He said, we're going to get a bunk and we're going to get a chest of drawers for Mo Guy. He said, oh, you're going to have three of you in that room. He said, that's a big room. He said, well, come on. And pretty soon they all start running down the hall, turned the corner and went to the end door and opened it, and there were steps going up. He says, up, up, up the steps. So they all went up the steps, and oh, there was all kinds of junk. Skeeter just sat there and looked. He said, Jackie, this is heaven. He said, look at all the junk. He said, we didn't come up here for junk. He says, get one of those bunk beds over there. Bowie looked at Jack. He says, I'll help you. He said, come on, Brandface, let's take this bunk down for him. And they started carrying the bunk down. Skeeter was going through big boxes of junk. He said, hey, look at here, mouse traps, rat traps. Yeah, he said, I ought to set one for you. How dare you talk to me like that? He said, look at all the costumes. How do I look in this hat? He says, put that thing down. He says, give me a hand with this dresser. He said, someday I'm going to sneak up here and go through every bit of this junk. He says, yeah, and he says, when they find out about it, you're going to be in trouble. He says, come on. So finally they got the bunk bed put up in the chest of drawers, and they started to unpack everything, and finally Jackie realized that Mogai had to have clothes besides the ones that he was wearing. He says, Mogai, he says, you're about my size. He says, come over here. He says, how would you like this pair of trousers? Mogai smiled. Me dressed like blood brother. And he says, and this shirt and shoes and socks? He says, here, put them on. So in a few minutes, Mogai was dressed like the rest of them. He looked into the mirror and smiled. He says, me like white brother. He said, yes, well, you said that once. He says, I like. Skeeter smiled. He said, well, I like it too. There was a knock at the door. The Bowie and Brandface had gone back to their room. It was just down the hall, just as they turned the corner. Skeeter said, come on in, Mr. Bowie and Mr. Brandface, if your nose is clean. The door opened, and the man stood there. He says, well, I think my nose is clean. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've come up to meet you boys. He says, Jackie and Skeeter and Mogai, I understand. He looked at a card. Jackie says, yes, sir. He says, my name is Mr. Woodward. He said, how you do, Mr. Woodward? I'm sorry I said about your nose. He said, it really is clean. Thank you. He says, I see you got the furniture down. He says, well, I'm in charge of the upstairs part of Dormitory A. He says, now you'll come to the dining room, which is down the hall, turn to your right. My office is as you turn around the steps, the first door on your right. If you need me for anything, come and see me. He says, the dining hall is on down the hall, turn to your left. He says, you will be sitting at my table. The boys from the dormitory, upstairs dormitory, will be at my table. He said, it's almost supper time, so I thought I better tell you boys. He said, what else do we have to do? He says, for now, nothing. He says, tomorrow morning, he says, you report to class. He says, your classroom will be downstairs right across from my office, and I'll give you full instructions on what you will be doing and how and when and where. He says, at 6 o'clock, he says, you come downstairs for supper. He said, yeah, that's one thing I'm going to like. He says, eating. Mr. Woodward laughed. He says, oh, I suppose you get A's in eating. He says, yeah, A pluses. He says, well, there's other things to do besides eating, you know. He says, well, if you boys need anything, he says, you can come down and see me. Mr. Woodward, asked Jackie, I did want to ask you something. There are upperclassmen up here. That's right. We mix the upperclassmen with the new students. He says, you mean greenhorns? He says, that's what they call you, the upperclassmen. Some of the boys were saying that an upperclassman can come in here and choose us as a greenhorn, and we have to do anything he says. Well, now, I can't say whether they do or not. There are certain things that we're not supposed to know about, Jackie. And if that's what they do, he says, I have little control over that. Oh, well, I just wanted to ask. But there are some things that they are allowed to do and other things that they're not allowed to do. And sometimes we don't hear about either one. You see, in this school, there is no such thing as a tattletale. Skeeter kind of scrouched down a little bit. And he says, anyone that is considered a tattletale, they usually put on silent treatment. He says, silent treatment? He says, well, you'll find out how things are operated around here. He said, but if you have any trouble, let me know, anything I can help you with. He left. Jackie looked disgusted. A big help he was. So we still don't know. He said, yes, we do. He said, when Hugo Barnes says, come a-running, we come a-running. That's what. He says, only those that he chooses. Skeeter looked at the clock. He said, it's about time we go to supper. There was a big clock in the hall, at the end of the hall. And every so often, Skeeter would look out. He was waiting for 6 o'clock. He heard a knock at the door again. Come in if... You better come in first. Hugo Barnes walked in and followed by Horace. Well, how's the Greenhorns doing?
Yeah, how's the Greenhorns doing?
He says, all right, we've got everything fixed up. He says, it looks pretty nice. Horace, we better inspect it.
Yeah.
Hugo went around to the dresser. They had some things on the dresser and a little white scarf on top of it that was there for that purpose. And as Hugo went along, he deliberately put his thumb on it and pulled it all the way to the side, and everything went to the ground, to the floor. Oh, I'm clumsy. Sorry about that. He went over to the other dresser, the same thing. Finally, he pulled out a drawer to inspect. It was Skeeter's, full of junk. He pulled it all the way out purposely, and it fell to the... Oh, he said, I guess this isn't my day. I'm kind of clumsy today.
Horace said, yeah, me too.
He said, are you supposed to come in here and inspect? Hugo Barnes looked at Jackie. He says, look, Greenhorn, I'm in charge of the upper stairs of Dormitory A, including inspection. And he said, this room is a mess. Well, it wasn't before you came. Are you trying to tell me that I deliberately did this? Mogai looked over towards Hugo Barnes. He says, big pale face with fire in hair, come in here, make big mess. He says, Uke, oh, you're that Indian fella, huh? You got different clothes on. He says, I'm in here to inspect. He says, where's yours? Me over there. He went over there, did the same thing. Mogai looked at Jackie and Skeeter, started to walk over towards Hugo Barnes. Jackie grabbed him. He says, no. He says, let him alone. He says, big pale face with fire in hair, you come and do this one more time. He says, big pale face, go sailing through the window to bottom floor. He says, now listen, I'm an upperclassman. Me no care what you are. He says, all right, Horace. He says, this room did not pass inspection. He says, put it down on the report.
Okay, if that's what you say.
He says, we're going to come back and inspect it again. He said, it better be in shape. He says, else it goes as a report to the headmaster. And he says, you know what that means. He said, what does that mean? It means after 3 demerits, he says, they'll probably send you home. He said, oh, good, whoopee. What do you mean? He said, well, for your information, big pale face with red hair, says, watch it, shrimp. He said, we're going to leave after 2 weeks. Who said you're going to leave? Jackie looked at him. He says, I did. He says, we only signed up for 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, you can do anything you like. Well, anyway, you're going to be here for the initiation. He says, you, and he pointed to Jackie and pointed to Skeeter, and you, he says, for you, we have special treats, real special treats. Hugo Barnes informed them that on initiation day, which was a week from Friday, he would have special treats for him. He turned around and left. Skeeter was shivering in his boots. He said, what are you going to do? He said, oh, he said, just a lot of talk. He said, not from Hugo Barnes, it's not talk. He said, well, he says what he means. I know him. Mogai kind of listened. He says, me no understand strange ways of pale faces. He says, we no eat worms and drink blood where I live. He said, we don't do that here either. He said, that just Hugo Barnes. Finally, Skeeter looked at the clock again. Hey, it's... And he looked at the clock, and he remembered Mr. Woodward said 6 o'clock. You know, I thought I was hungry, but all of a sudden, you know, he said, I'm not too hungry. Jackie says, that's because you've been talking about...